be ready to sit on the edge of your seat, courtesy of these great businesses.
Our title sponsor, J&A Outdoor Equipment. Plus these great sponsors, Summit House Assisted Living, Iowa Mold Tooling, McNeese Tire and Automotive of Britt, Hancock County Co-op Oil, Swearingen Outdoor Services, Stellar Industries, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Sense Seed and Services, and the Britt Bar and Grill.
Now here's Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor.
All right, thanks very much. As we get underway here on Mix 107.3 and B103, as well as on KOW.com and B1031.com and on Facebook. Good to have you along. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, featuring, of course, Brad Hiscox and, of course, Mad Dog. Chris Madsen here as well, too.
Howdy, AJ.
Hey, guys. Good to see you again. A busy week. They had some incidents. They were doing flipjacks over there at Aldona.
Speedway, yeah. Took a nice little ride in the hobby stocks there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Had some bad accidents, and some of the dirt was a little hard to handle. And some, I know some locations were almost impossible for the drivers. So what do you think? What do you think's happening?
Well, it's springtime. the track is not packed in tight like, you know, it loosens up over the wintertime. And, you know, that just happens in the spring until you get it pounded down in good.
And that takes a while. I mean, you've got all kinds of interesting things that are going on with some of the track. I know they've been leveling out the track over at Hancock County Speedway. That worked out.
Oh, I was going to stop by and take some pictures for you and bring them in. But I got a little busy. I was a little late today and at work and ran home quick, took a shower. And on the way up here, we're listening to you on the radio. We didn't hear you say, hey, by the way, if you're coming down 69, they're doing construction work, and there's going to be a flagman there that's going to hold you up. And we're like, oh, we hope we can make it to the show on time.
Oh, by the way, there's going to be some construction work.
Okay, thank you. We'll remember that on our way out.
Thought we'd let you know about that ahead of time so that you knew what was going
on. Right, the summertime bird is out there, the yellow cones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. As we used to call it, the beer barrel polka back in Kansas City on the interstates, and on same thing in Phoenix too, although the sheriff there didn't take too kindly about the fact that I would call it the beer barrel polka when I was on the air. He'd walk in going, all right, AJ, you really gotta okay, sure, whatever you say. All right, guys. Interesting week coming up this week. We have some very good racing going on. Kind of give us kind of a preview of this here and see what we've got here going
USMTS.
On. First off, I need to tell you about results from last week at Britt Hancock County. Mother Nature won.
Yep, Mother Nature won.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that modified race. Boy, she was really way ahead of everybody.
Just kicked everybody's butt.
Yeah. Oh, we got the USMTS show coming in tomorrow. So I believe, if I read that correctly, it's $5,000 to win in the modified
class.
That
is correct. $5,000.
So, there should be some big names there.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially if they're running the series and going for points, there's going to be a lot of.
And everybody follows the money, too, which is interesting.
Because that in the series. I mean, they're getting that points money, too, at the end of the series run.
And there are more drivers now, as we've noticed with some of the interviews we've done, more drivers now are going after the points wins in a lot of the tracks. I mean, we're seeing more people getting involved with the Hancock County Speedway. All you got to do is take a look at the pit count. And they're going after the points wins because there's money there that's involved, too. I know they have the same thing going on in Kasuth, et cetera. It's interesting how they're doing that now.
Yep, all the tracks have got
anybody
points.
Anybody sanction you?
And you get that that points money from IMCA, so and the plus the points money from the track too. So it all works out and get a little extra money in your pocket. You get the prestige of points championship, you know, like Mr. Cooter. Cooter was our stock car points championship last year.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it kind of has a space in it. When you said Cooter, I was thinking of who AJ interviewed this week.
No, not yet. We usually get to Cooter right about the mid-June point
is Weston Coop.
Yes, Weston Coop.
We've known Weston Coop for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's been in the business a long time.
You bet he is.
Running stock cars now, which is a category that's starting to grow as well, too, kind of like the hobby stocks.
Builds his own chassis.
There's a lot of guys that are coming down out of the modified class and going back into the stock car, and some of the guys are even going running the stock car and the modified. So, yeah, the stock car class is starting to grow really big.
I'm curious, do you think it's because of the competition level and the guys want to get into something like that, or is it cost nowadays?
I think it's a cost. That's my personal feeling. Well, I think it's cost.
Every driver we've ever talked to said how much fun it is.
Yeah.
It's more of a fun factor than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You got four fenders instead of just two.
Well, so, there you go right there.
Well, there's
less to pound out.
Three ground
more to pound out in the four fenders instead of two fenders.
I got a fender to pound out. Sorry about
that. A couple
it.
More fenders you can rub off of.
Yeah, if you got a front fender you got to pound out on a modified, then you got a tire you got to replace too.
You got something backwards.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, but it is also part of the problem is we're seeing a lot, because the competition is so tight, and we're seeing guys going three wide in a lot of these tracks. I mean, we saw it. You just showed the video there where one guy was going three wide.
Not one guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys now.
Yeah. It's like the tracks are getting almost packed up now.
It's the beginning of the season, and it's just like they say people in the wintertime. When winter first comes up, they say they forget how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same thing is here. It's like the first race of the season, and they're not really used to it yet, so they're just thinking, well, hammer it and go. Next thing you know, you're going over and over and over down the front stretch in front of the flag man. Throwing out that red flag.
Rolling out the car. Yeah.
Rolling out that red carpet.
But for those of you who, and by the way, this is one thing we got to clarify. Those guys are in a very safe position because nowadays, unlike back in the 60s and the 70s, when you really didn't have those safety mounts and everything else, now you got basically what amounts to a child seat or child seat, car seat in there, but it's an adult sized. And then you've got roll bars and everything else. These guys usually come out okay with these things.
Yeah, I think they've adapted the child seat from racing.
That would be, I would say so. Because of the...
But yeah, back in the day, they had, a four-point post roll cage and the regular seat belt that came with the car.
Came with the car, yeah.
At least that's how I did it in enduro races. We took the regular car and took all the stuff off it, the windows and the chrome and all the trim and everything.
And nowadays
and
you go...
just the same seat they have it, and we drove it regular and put the seat belt on. Heck, you don't go flying.
And nowadays you go and get a hold of Mr. Randy LaJoy, and he can custom build you a seat. He'll come measure you and everything, and that seat will be made specifically for you. And that's a lot of the NASCAR guys, they use that, the joy of seating, that seat that he makes. Mm-hmm. And he had them down at the Super Nationals, and that seat is one heck of a seat.
What was the name? Do you remember the name of the guy, his buddy, that would come down to the Tiki Hut?
The bald-headed guy? Yeah. I can't remember his name.
He'd bring his moonshine with.
Well, that was Randy.
Huh?
That was Randy that brought the moonshine.
That was Randy?
Yes, that was Randy. Huh. But then he had his bald-headed guy that was with him. He was just as crazy as
Randy. That's the only one I remember. He always come down there.
Yeah.
Oh, I like your Kool-Aid, guys. I got to bring you some of my moonshine. That's all right. You can keep your moonshine.
Yeah.
But it looks like it worked good on you, buddy. I want to keep my hair.
Does this go in the engine, or do you drink?
Probably could have put it in the engine.
Well, I mean, and the reason why I say that is because I know drivers back in the day when I was very, very young, and I would watch. There was one particular racetrack, no longer open. It's now an apartment complex. But there used to be this racetrack out there, dirt track racing. And, of course, the dirt was dry. It wasn't wet. It was always dry, so it was very slick. And you would watch some of these drivers, and one I remember in particular, first time I ever seen somebody thrown out of a vehicle, he rolled, and he flew out of the driver's window.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
And landed up on the fence. And then came back down again. They did not. He got up. He was dizzy as all get out and almost walked into oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
And they finally stopped everything. And I remember that. And I remember my mother just sitting there saying, "We are never doing this again."
That must have been an enduro race.
It basically was. Mm. Yeah. And it, and then after that, I've known guys who have been in the business who have had backs that are all screwed up and everything else like that.
Oh,
and now
yeah.
they're sitting in those car seats and they're doing much better. But you still... And I'll never forget this. Up in the press box, he took his car right into where the pit splits off from the regular track. And, of course, those days, those things still had points on them. And he literally almost cut his car in half going right into that thing.
Yeah.
And
kind of like Michael Waltrip, huh?
Yeah, yeah, and his wife was sitting there in the press box, and she was just worried to death because she had just nursed him back from a six-month back injury. And he's a truck driver. And he just... You know, she's like, "Oh, no, please, no, no, no." You know, and then he's got his son and his daughter out there running as well, too. And they're, you know, mom was just an absolute wreck.
That's one of the worst. When I worked a pit gate at the Brit racetrack, Hancock County Speedway, when it first opened up, one of the worst parts about it is when there's an accident and involves somebody's husband, and the wife comes down there hysterical. "That's my husband. I need to get out there." It's like, "No, you don't. You need to stay here. We don't need an ambulance for two people. Stay here." "I know. I'm got to be out there. I got to be right next to him when they pull him out."
"I don't give a..." "Let you say I'm going..." "No, you're not."
Boy, that was close. Almost a second day in a row there. Anyway.
We missed something yesterday or what?
No, we didn't. Everything was perfectly fine, but we caught the button just in time, as a matter of fact.
No, I bleeped that myself.
Yeah, he has his own mute button there. Yeah.
He's amazing. All right, so we are talking about Mr. Coop. He is going to be on tonight. We're also going to kind of extend some conversation about... Because we didn't get any racing in last week.
Right.
Yeah. Which was a bummer.
As you can tell, we are really, really bummed.
And the possibility slightly exists for tomorrow, but I don't think it's... I think it's going to hold off till Saturday, the way it was looking on the models.
Yeah. Oh, otherwise. I thought you were talking about actually having races.
No.
Did you talk to somebody?
No, 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 no.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to do whatever it takes to put that show on yet.
Oh, yeah. They'll give it their all.
But they said that last week, because it was so cold... Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to even get colder at night and stuff. And it's like, well, okay, I get that, because in the world of outlaws, if it's 50 degrees or below 50 degrees, they don't start some cars.
Right.
They do not race. Yeah. They can't get no heat in the engines and stuff. And those are like $60,000, $80,000 motors.
Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, for all intents and purposes, you don't want to damage those things or get them in a situation where they freeze up and you can't do anything with it.
Right.
Yeah, you're talking about the most powerful motor and the most lightest vehicle that you race.
What are those things? What are they, about 1,800 pounds? With a
chassis for a sprint car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like...
They're pretty light
horse,
compared to everything
else. Like that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just ungodly what the ratio is between horsepower and weight.
And to say nothing of the fact that it turns into an air-conditioned deep freeze in the cockpit as well, too. Yeah,
right.
So
your fingers start going numb and you're trying to hold on to that steering wheel.
It's rough.
Melzy, good to see you here again tonight.
Yeah, let's get Melzy in here.
Yeah, sure. We're ready to go now, right?
You going to be down at the races tomorrow then, Melzy?
No, actually, I'll
put him on the spot.
State track reports.
That's right. State
tracks. But he's got to work. By the way, we're not going to interrupt any of that, are we?
No, we are going to have one state track report during the show.
During the show, okay.
Mel's working on that right now.
Sweet.
He's
Mel's looking. He's like, what?
He's watching the radio, seeing what is happening. Yes, or something like that. No.
If we don't have it during the show, we will have it immediately.
Right after.
Right.
Immediately
right.
after.
We'll catch you up.
Right.
You will not miss any of them.
Quarter past the hour. Right?
I know there's people out there listening that want to hear reports on the tracks.
Yes, there are. I mean, we've got Garner, Hayfield, Ventura's in 10 events. West Hancock's in 5 or 7 of them. Forest City's got a bunch of kids. Lake Mills has kids running. Everybody around here has people running.
I hear correctly that West Hancock's one of the boys that high jump?
Garcia.
Yeah.
Won the long jump. He's a state champion.
Was it long jump or was it high jump?
I thought it was 20. What the heck? I read it. It was 21-2, something like that, I think it was. But
yeah, he's state champion. As a sophomore, that's congratulations.
He's a sophomore? Oh, that's even, wow. And they got the Ethan Gaken, who's a freshman, down there running the 800.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Okay. He's going to be fun to watch, too. They're keeping a close eye on him, along with the Forest City
Preston?
Kids.
My bad. He's Preston. My, whatever.
And then we got the girls down there. They're doing the 4x200 and the 2x800.
4x4. And
Yep. So, yeah.
Going to be a lot of fun. All right. We'll break this up for just a second. Then we'll talk to Mr. Coop coming up. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIW B103 plus worldwide on KIW.com, MB1031.com, and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JA Outdoor Equipment.com.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
Storm damage, leaky roof, broken slide out? Don't wait at a shop. Swearingen Outdoor Services in Forest City brings expert mobile RV repair to you. Whether you're on the road or stuck at the campground, they can fix it fast. Emergency services, insurance claims, they can help with that too. Swearingen Outdoor Services, fast, mobile, reliable. Swearingen Outdoor Services will get you back to relaxing at the campground. Call 641-590-5117.
Sense Seed and Services in Britt, your local pioneer team, is with you from the word go. With industry-leading genetics and on-the-farm trials, when it's go time, make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn and soybean products. Sense Seed and Services in Britt invites you to bring your kids to the Kids Zone at the Hancock County Speedway.
Call 515-689-0503.
We had a chance to speak with Weston Coop of the Stock Car Class. He feels that the division is now very competitive because of the caliber of the drivers that are now in the class.
Yeah, as far as competition goes, I think the Stock Car Class is an elite class filled with all kinds of talent. You see a lot of the modified guys running the Stock Car Class, you know, old hobby stock drivers coming up and running in the stock car class. You'll even see some of the B-Mod guys run a stock car, and it's very competitive. They call it the class too tough to tame, and you go anywhere on any given night to race, and you're going to have a fight for the lead almost every lap. Very competitive.
Now, Coop has been on the circuit for a number of years, and it is something that he stays actively involved in.
This will be basically 30 years. So I started in 1995 in the hobby stock class, and I took a little hiatus for about 8 years in between, but I was still involved with racing in some way, shape, or form when I wasn't driving a car myself.
And he also has been out on the track before Hancock County's scheduled first race last week, which got broken down because it was rather much of a freezer out there.
Yeah, so I've been racing a few times already this year. I've been out to Webster City. I went to Algona last weekend for their opener. I've been to Deer Creek already this year. I've been to Mason City this year already. So I've got a few laps under my belt already, and this is a brand new car for me. I built it in the off season. A friend of mine and I, we build cars for fun, and this is the first stock car that we built together. And it's actually, we're having really good luck with it this year. It's reacting well to the changes I'm making. I'm pretty competitive with it, but we'll find out a little bit more tonight. I'm going to go race in Marshalltown, and there's going to be a lot of really good talent there tonight. So we'll see how good I actually do feel about the car after tonight.
Now, it's always those first few races that kind of get everything in place for the rest of the season, and Coop agreed.
Yeah, and with the stock car, you're constantly moving things. You hear from all kinds of different people what they're doing as far as like front suspension, rear suspension goes, what kind of springs, who's building their shocks, that kind of stuff, and you can really adjust yourself right out of the ballpark if you start listening to too many people trying to apply that to one car. It just you always got to remember that you drive differently than other people, so you gotta always just program into the car kind of what you want, not necessarily take everybody else's advice on everything that you hear. So it's fun.
When you're out there on the track, just out of curiosity, I mean, do you sit there and look at the track? Do you kind of evaluate it? Do you go through the heats and kind of get a feel for what's going on before you make any kind of adjustments? What's your strategy? Yep. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, so when I first get to the racetrack, I'll go look at it and see how much moisture they have in it, how well-groomed it is, and then a lot of guys won't hot lap, but I do like to hot lap. Sometimes you really can't tell anything, but there's other times, if the track is a little wet in certain areas and dry in others, you kind of want to run through that so that when you do go out there for your heat race, you might know better than the guy that didn't hot lap, where the grip is, and you could take advantage of that. I'm also constantly, if I'm starting behind other cars, I'll watch them and see where they might be struggling or advancing, and I'll see if I can, feel their line. Or, you're constantly feeling to make sure that you're going to have enough grip in the car, or we call it like forward drive or side bite. There's certain things that you definitely want to feel for when you're out there in hot laps and especially in the heat race. You really got to focus on where you need to be better, because the feature's coming and the track's going to change again. So you're constantly changing things.
We'll dive more into this with Chris, Brad, and Mel here in just a second, but right now you're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW and B1031, as well as worldwide on KOW.com and B1031.com, and don't forget, we're also on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
Hello, this is John Erdman with Hancock County Co-op Oil and Garner. I am an ASC certified alignment technician and would be happy to help you with your car or light truck suspension needs. If your tires are wearing unevenly or your steering feels like it's pulling, it could be a sign that your vehicle is out of alignment or that it has steering or suspension parts that are wearing out. Give me a call today at 641-923-2635. I will inspect your vehicle and give you a free quote to get you back on the road safely. Hancock County Co-op Oil since 1930. 615 Highway 18 West in Garner. Call 641-923-2635 or stop in today.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first invention in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there for when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
And the funny part about it is it sounds just like when Chris is doing it on the Jew's harp, you know, when he's playing that song. It's just, I think, anyway, okay, guys, let's talk about this for a second here. We had a chance to talk with Coop. You guys know him real well. Oh, kind of give us a little bit of an idea about him there.
Come on.
Well, go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead, speak up.
Right. Oh, you want, well,
it's only a 30-minute show.
That's right. Oh, yeah, Coop, we've known him a very long time, way back when Shane Munson used to race. And I think Shane won a track championship, and he hired you to come and DJ out at his grandpa and grandma's farm.
Yep.
And that Coop, we couldn't find Coop. Where's Coop? And so he said, he'll be in a little bit. Next thing you know, here comes this big old John Deere Versatile with four duels, you know, on whatever stuff, flying down the gravel road with a plow behind it, and he comes pulling in. Hey, it's party time, guys.
Yeah, that was an experience, that party was. That.
But, yeah, anyway, so Coop, he was, like, I think, a pit guy for Shane, and then apparently eventually he got the what do you call it, the bite?
The bite, yeah. The bug.
The bug, there you go. And decided, I'm gonna try this racing thing out. I think he got himself a hobby stock.
Yep.
And then eventually down the road, started building his own chassis. Built his son one, so him and his son both had hobby stock chassis built by him, by Weston. And then last year, I think he bought a stock car chassis from maybe Adams, I believe, and raced that and thought, you know, now I got the feel for a stock car. I think I could probably build myself a stock car chassis too. So this year he built his own stock car chassis. Sounds to me like he's liking it a lot. So,
but he was spot on when he said the competition is just so much better than it has been in the years past.
And I guess that's because people are now stepping back into a world where it's a little bit cheaper to run. You've got friends like Coop who could build chassis, among other things out there, and they'll do it a lot less than what you would find at a factory level. But at the same time, you know, it's interesting to see. I mean, they do really turn the dirt out there, so to speak, when they're out there running around.
Yeah. I mean, in some points, it's like, you know, you sit there and you watch the stock car class and then you watch the modified class. And if they don't have the same amount of cars on each one, normally it's stock cars that got more cars than modifieds.
Lately, it's been more stock car.
But it's just so much better racing. I mean, it's just tight, close. And like you said, they're battling for lead practically every lap.
There's somebody,
And anybody who's in the back has still got a heck of a shot of coming up to the front and doing something.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the fact that it is so highly competitive out there. All right, guys. We got a final lap coming up, and flags are coming out for some reason.
Right.
That's interesting.
Well,
special
weekend.
Memorial Day weekend, which means we got to talk about what's going to be happening there at the track. We'll do it right after our J&A Outdoor Equipment Ride and Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOWB1031.com. Plus, you can find us worldwide on KOW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook.
Exmark Mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JA Outdoor Equipment.com.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
The famous Northern Lights Pizza Dash in Garner, home to the tasty crust which originated in Des Moines. Garner Cynics continues Northern Lights' passionate pursuit of pizza perfection using all-natural pizza sauce, fresh-cut vegetables, and 100% real cheeses. Whether you're in the mood for pizza, pasta, breadsticks, wings, or dessert, Northern Lights Pizza Dash at Garner Cynics offers delicious perfection for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Order now and get deliciousness on the go. Call 641-923-2694 or visit northernlightspizza.com.
When you're on the road and trouble hits, SOS is more than a call for help. It's Swearingen Outdoor Services in Forest City. RVIA certified and ready to roll, they specialize in RV and camper maintenance, appliance fixes, and major repairs. Whether it's routine service or the unexpected, Swearingen Outdoor Services gets you back to the vacation mode fast. So when your trip takes a turn, make an SOS call to Swearingen Outdoor Services. Call 641-590-5117 today.
Now that one I've seen him do on the juice harp.
Mel G always picks out good ones.
I do it all.
All right, what do we got going on here, boys?
All right, May 23rd, which is tomorrow, the USMTS boys are coming to the Hancock County Speedway for the Hobo 100K Nickel Nationals. $5,000 to win modifieds. Adults prices, this is a different pricing because of the $5,000. Adults are 25, seniors are 20, juniors 12 to 16.
That's me,
or 10.
I'm a senior.
That's me. Pits are 5 o'clock, and grandstands open at 6:30, I believe it is. They need to make this a little bit bigger.
I think it's earlier than that.
Yeah, something
maybe
like
at 5:38. Yeah, 5:30.
Hot laps. New glasses.
Yeah. Need to get rid of my cataract. Need to get rid of my cataract.
Yeah. You got a cataract?
I got a cataract.
Huh. I've got a Cadillac too. I mean,
cataract.
Cataract. Okay. Sorry about that.
And pit pass is $40. So it's a little bit higher priced.
It's going to be a great show. So.
Oh, I'll tell you what, if you guys have not seen USMTS, they haven't been there for quite some time.
11 years, I think, is the last time they had them.
I believe you're right. But
just off the top of my head, I'm guessing.
You're going to be in for a good show because those guys.
It's going to be worth the money.
Those guys know how to run.
And they know the track. They've got an idea of the track. Some of them actually get there a couple days ahead of time to kind of see what's going on with the thing.
You got some locals.
Well, some of those guys have been there for the Night of a Thousand Stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's with their IMCA car. They're coming in with their USMTS car. So yeah, there's. And then you got, I think, Al Haina will probably be there.
Oh sure, why not?
With the A train,
yeah.
So he runs USMTS.
They run this. These run these shows all the way down to Texas. USMTS shows,
yep.
Texas, Florida, and they go up into Canada. So I mean, it's an ongoing thing all season long. So they'll be traveling all over the place. And I think what they do is they have like regional points. Or a certain region that they have races and stuff. So them drivers that are local can run them tracks and just stay there. They don't have to go all the way down to Texas all the time just trying to, you know, chase points. But
right.
So
yeah, that's what we've got going there. And then next week is the Spring Fling Sport Bond Nationals. So that'll be another big race.
Okay, and the engineer has just informed me that he does have some silver spray paint so that you can look a little older than what you do, okay? We can put
perfect.
That right there in the hair,
perfect.
And it'll be working out just
sure
fine.
I got
yeah.
my cane and come up to the old paint window and lay, I'm a senior citizen, Dan.
They're going to look at you like, uh-huh, yeah.
Right. I'm pretty sure I know the gal that works the pay thing. She's going to look at me, yeah, all right, I know who you are and how old you are.
Give me your money. You're just a little fart, that's all.
Now, Brad, on the other hand, he's a senior citizen. So.
That's right, I am. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, see, and he shines that card all the time.
So he gets in for $20.
Yep. But they don't card him at the bar, and he still shows the card. There you go. Anyway, you're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIW B103, worldwide on KIW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook. Final lap is next.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
It's showtime at the Brit Bar and Grill. Open mic night is the second Tuesday of every month at 8 o'clock, and trivia nights are the third Thursday of every month. See our Facebook page for other upcoming events or to book a party at Main Avenue Event Center. Call 641-843-4275. Go Eagles!
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first invention in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Rock your party with the best sound around. B&B Sound and Lights DJ Service, providing quality entertainment and music for over 20 years. For weddings, reunions, or any special event, give Brad or Brendan a call at 641-251-1761.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Well, we will be taking care of business coming up this Friday as the big races come on.
Yes,
guys,
indeed.
A little bit about the cars now. And, of course, we'll talk about the tours. But the cars themselves are different from the ones that are normally run at, that are out there.
The USMTS cars are different than the IMCA cars.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest difference is motor. They can run a bigger motor carburation.
A different motor, yes.
And then the fin, the spoiler on the back.
The spoiler in the back, and they can run a quick change rear end where IMCA, I don't know, wait, they did change that. IMCA, you can run a quick change in IMCA now. But before, a few years ago.
I mean, for the regular person to look at the car, they look the same. But
yeah
basically, just slight differences like in horsepower and what you can put on them, what you can't put on them.
Yep. And there's a little bit more power in the U.S. versus the IMC.
Right.
Quite a bit more power.
Yeah. So you're going to be hearing a little bit louder engines. You're going to be hearing a lot. You're going to see the power, literally. And in some cases, you'll actually feel it out there.
Got the track right, you'll hear the grunting when they come down that front stretch and the tires are trying to bite in.
Yep.
And then the torque and the
When they bite in, you're going to hear that motor just oh yeah. They might even
that's the sound that gets my blood just a boiling.
They might
not boiling
even,
but just a flowing.
They might even claim a few motors with that traction. And when I mean claim, it's like boom.
Oh that kind of it all depends on what the track. They might they might not water it down that much, so
I'm afraid because I'm not going
to say Don't be afraid. Don't go there. The thing, I think that really is challenging for these guys when they're driving out there and they've got that much power is the fact that they're dealing with a track that is usually kind of comfortable for the IMCA driver. But when you're talking about something with the power, the handling ability of the U.S. versions, now you're talking about a car that has to fight the track and the size, the smaller size from what it should really maybe be out there. Because I have seen some of the USRAs, particularly in a smaller track, and I won't mention things like Thunder Raceway and Sholo, right over the embankment and gone, you know, because he just put too much power into it and he couldn't handle the slickness of the track.
Well, it's really going to be interesting to see is when the late models come in. After tomorrow night, you know.
For the first time in how long on that one?
But anyway. It's been a long time for that.
Yeah.
But,
that'll be interesting. But
it's going to be interesting to see because they can run a lot wider tires and stuff. And it's going to be interesting to see how them guys do on that
track. I was just going to say with the USMTS, the promoter, I think he likes to run a dry slick track most of the time. So.
Well, it's easier because you can get the right. You can get the better bite on the thing.
Well, not really necessarily a bite, but, you know, less maintenance and.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
And all right, don't have to worry about motors blowing up.
Right.
And on top of that, these guys haven't been around here for about 11 years
11
now?
Years.
Since the USMTS, yeah.
Yep.
And these guys,
like I said before, a lot of the drivers, like Jeremy Mills and some mm-hmm. that run the regular our track regular, will sometimes jump over and do, if it's close by. Mm-hmm. Well, as a matter of fact, Jeremy Mills, I think, went down to Arizona for the winter.
Yeah, he ran down there.
I don't know if it's a USMTS show, but I think it's an IMCA winter special.
They can run their IMCA car in the with the USMTS guys, but I mean their motors aren't going to be the same. But some guys have got a USMTS motor, but they're running it in an IMCA car. So there's different things that you can do on a USMTS car that you can't do on a IMCA car, but like your spoiler in the back, that's one thing for sure.
So this is all coming to the track on Friday.
Yep. Tomorrow.
It's going to be a huge night, and obviously it is going to be opening night because we just checked everything, and the things are looking kind of nice as far as the weather is concerned, so it's going to be good. Bundle up a little
decent,
bit, though.
Decent enough, anyway.
You know, sweatshirt and coat on.
Yeah.
Bring extras just in case. It gets a little chilly when the sun goes down.
Parkas are not necessary, but you might want to bring that sweatshirt.
Bring your blanket out of your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing is these guys run all over the country. We're talking from Louisiana all the way up into Canada and back down again. So you're going to see some of these guys that are traveling across the country to gather the points in this category as well, too. So there's going to be some new names out there that people won't even know.
Exactly.
Yep. And they're running this little three-race series tonight or tomorrow night. It's Britt and then
Deer Creek and then Mason City.
So Saturday night will be Deer Creek. Mason City will be Sunday.
Sunday.
So, yeah, it should be a good deal. And they should be bringing some cars in for this three-show deal.
Especially being a long weekend with Memorial Day.
Right. That's another big
salute
deal.
Salute to our vets. Thank you,
yes,
sirs.
Exactly.
And ladies that serve for us.
Awesome job. Okay, and of course, we haven't been able to get Mel to shut up, but is there anything that we need to know on your end there, sir?
All I can tell you is that whether it's a special event.
I just got a text from Mark Hiscox.
Okay.
He is working on the track, says pits are in great shape and track is too.
There you go.
And Mark would know because he works on the track.
There you go.
All right. So, and we're not supposed to tell anybody, including Mel's wife, that he's going to be out there running around the car tonight, just kind of testing the track and seeing how things are going, right?
He's going to come out and help pack the track with his car.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. We're not going to say anything about that. That's something that's just kind of an in-house secret.
That would put a whole new meaning to Hancock County Speedway equals excitement.
All right, guys.
It really does, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Yeah. All
and,
right.
And remember, everybody, if you have a question,
full report next week. So,
feel free to text us.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's the number, AJ?
649-5469. That's 828 MIX KIOW. Okay. Got that. All right. Make sure you get that taken care of. Guys, great show again. Lots of fun. We got to wrap this thing up. I'm sure Carl is getting impatient down there at other track.
Is he waiting for us? Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's got 2 minutes yet.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Anyway, we will be back with you guys again next week here on
full report from
full report. Yes, indeed.
Big race.
Looking forward to it. All right, Brad Hiscox, Chris Madsen, myself, Mel Balsley. Thanks for joining us here on KIOW, the JNA Outdoor Equipment Ride and Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIOW. And on B1031.com, plus worldwide on KOW.com and B1031.com, and on Facebook. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor was brought to you by these great sponsors. Our title sponsor, J&A Outdoor Equipment, plus these great sponsors, Summit House Assisted Living, Iowa Mold Tooling, McNeese Tire and Automotive of Britt, Hancock County Co-op Oil, Swearingen Outdoor Services, Stellar Industries, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Sense Seed and Services, and the Britt Bar and Grill. Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor, Thursday nights at 5:30 on KIOW and B103.